Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joel Labov is here. Joel's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on, 8 years, very soon, 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He is the franchise expert, our franchise expert. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner. He's our good friend, Joel Labov. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. Hey, Joel, one of the coolest brands out there that so many of us look for when we're traveling around, especially, is Starbucks. Starbucks is as close from a food industry standpoint, it's probably as close to a cult kind of a brand as Apple is to the tech world, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. People are just, addicted to $4 cups of coffee.
It's amazing. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is amazing.
See, I always get the Frappuccino because I feel like I'm getting a little more because I get ice and stuff. You know, I feel like I'm getting a little more for my money because they put ice in it. So you know, I'm always trying to get an edge, an angle on something, right? But anyway, you're right. I mean, who would have thought that 20 years ago that somebody would pay $4 for a cup of coffee?
It just amazes me. And Starbucks they've just done such a great job with making going into a Starbucks an experience, a feeling, something special, something that people want to do.
Community.
Yeah.
They've made going there out being about community even when you don't know people.
You know what? Think about how many million-dollar business deals have probably been done over the years over a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. So all this time, though, they've had their ups and downs, right? I mean, when Schultz left, the company kind of went down. Then he came back and is back up again. They've had their rocky road as well.
Sure.
But all this time, every one of their installations, every one of their operations has been company owned, hasn't it? And how many times has someone said to you, Joel, help me get a Starbucks franchise?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Whenever I do seminars, people are saying, so Joel, you know, can I buy a Starbucks? How do I do it? Who do I talk to? Should I buy one? I said, I'd like to help you, but I can only help you by pointing you out to the closest Starbucks.
Right.
You know, going to my phone. Here's a Starbucks. I can't help you buy one.
Because they weren't for sale.
That's right.
Until now.
That's right. It's pretty cool.
So what's going
Starbucks
on now?
Starbucks is finally franchising. There's good news and average news about that, though. The good news is you have to live in England or France.
That's the good news?
that's the good news. And the average news...
Just teasing. By the way, folks, Joel, as you know, there are people listening over there because they're listening on the Internet. We're simulcasting around the world on the Internet. So I'm just teasing to my friends and our good friends in Europe... And Great Britain, we're just teasing, but as of now, you can buy a franchise in those parts, that part of the world, can't you?
That's right. But the average part of the news is you need to have quite a lot of wealth because Starbucks is having you commit to eventually owning 20 of them as a franchisee.
So you got to make a commitment to capitalize 20 of these puppies.
20.
So what you're saying is it's kind of like what they're saying is you can't buy a franchise unless you don't need one.
You got to
have enough money where you don't really need to buy one before you can actually buy one.
That's right. You know what else, Jim? They also need you to have multi-unit experience and food and beverage experience. You know, you have to know the food business.
So now we keep making this list smaller and smaller, and now we're down to they're not like eight people in on that side of the Atlantic that can actually qualify, right?
Yeah.
In all of Europe and Great Britain and Sicily.
Yeah, but it's still a cool opportunity.
Yeah. So, but now this is not unlike what some franchise opportunities are here in the United States too, right?
Right. Right.
I mean, some of the companies. Yep. I mean, is it? Can you go out and get? Can you buy? If there's a place where you can, are there any McDonald's franchise openings left anymore in the United States?
Of course there are.
Really?
There are, but they're McDonald's, you know, obviously is very, very picky about their real estate.
But I mean, isn't the country pretty much blanketed by existing franchise owners who own the rights to every other place?
Yeah, it's blanketed, but there's still some pockets of some newer communities that are up and coming.
One McDonald's franchise without kind of being expected to do another one.
They generally encourage you to be a multi-unit owner, of course.
See, that's one thing, folks, about the big guys, the really fancy, you know, the really wonderful brands out there, McDonald's and places like that, it's not just about buying a franchise. Like if you wanted to do some kind of a service franchise in a market, it's big business, isn't it?
It sure is. One more quick example, and they're sold out in the United States, is Five Guys.
Yeah.
You had to, you know, commit to, I think it was minimum 3 to 5 units before you can come on board.
Mm-hmm. So the good news and the bad news is those opportunities aren't for every man, every woman.
Right.
That's the bad news. The good news is, well, if you know that, you just don't even waste your time going there.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Change your attitude, your approach to finding a franchise, right?
That's right.
So, well, okay, so if you're in Europe, if you're one of those eight people in Europe who have the money to afford 20, to be able to capitalize 20 Starbucks, and you have multiple store experience, then you too can become a Starbucks franchisee.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're talking, we're talking euros. That's a lot more of those euros or pounds. That's a lot more of those than dollars these days,
sure,
because of the exchange rate. So we're going to talk more franchising with Joel Ababa. Joel, give us your website, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
TheFranchiseKing.com. I am the Small Business Advocate, Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.